Humidity mostly cloudy Friday night, a low 57. There's a chance of an afternoon shower Saturday. Humidity partly sunny, or high 77. Have a sunny Sunday with a high of 74. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 70 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
There is a difference in health and wellness programs. There can be mainstream programs, and then there is something extra. That something extra is called Tips to Keep You Healthy, Happy, and Motivated with your host, Kristen Harper.
Tune in Sundays at 8 p.m. on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Ask yourself what you will miss more, your children or cigarettes. As long as I can remember, my mother smoked. She died from lung cancer when I was 16. I could not take the chance of continuing smoking and not being here for my daughter. I know how much I needed my mom still, and I didn't realize it until I had lost her.
You're not just quitting for yourself. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Get to know the locals behind local businesses Saturdays at 3 p.m. as they tell their stories. The Phoenix Network, sponsored by Local Motive Marketing.
Tune in every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Tug America. This is the Germanic warlord and barbarian speaking to the nation direct tonight. As we stand on the conquered flags and banners of our enemies, it's a dark and stormy night over much of the country. We know that what we do echoes in eternity. And you are my gladiators and Germanic wolves all across the nation, hungry and ravenous. Ready for action. I am from the ancient past, from the battles that erupted in the German forests against the invaders. I have been reborn into this modern life to be a witness to the battles and wars yet to come, and to be a beacon of light and truth in a very dark world, as we know that this is a world at war, and we stand with our conquering ancestors of the past. As we revere them, we honor them, and we will carry the torch, and we will defeat evil in the final victory, my friends. And then there should be 1,000 years of peace that will reign. But right now we are in this physical and spiritual battle, and we are soldiers of Christendom. And we are the good seeds of the planet. It's time to launch and to launch the show.
Captain, radar reports Japanese patrol boats range of 400 yards.
How many yards?
400 yards in closing, sir.
Richards, Japs, 400 yards. Let's go. Admiral Halsey's ordering the cruisers to open fire.
Can
sink these jet boats before they give away our position. Go to general quarters!
They reported our position.
Supposed to launch 400 miles away. How far are we now?
624 miles.
Jesus.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. Colonel, I don't know if the planes can carry enough fuel to make it to China.
Now. We launch now.
Army pilots, man your planes. Man your planes.
They're shooting at someone.
Colonel, we're too far out to make it. These planes need more fuel, but if they're too heavy, they might not get off the deck.
Listen, I want you to strip everything out of this plane you don't need, and I mean now.
Start refund. Let's go.
Cans of fuel for each plane, every plane.
Let's go, Blue.
Come on, you guys, get up there.
Blue's out suitcases now.
What's your favorite gun?
What? You want to get off this deck? You give me one of those guns now. It's still too heavy.
Yo, I want you to go to the kitchen, get some broomsticks, cut them down, paint them black, and bring them here.
You're going to put a broomstick where this gun was.
You'll be fine.
You tell your crew to take a piss before they take off. They're not going to clear the deck.
We've got broomsticks for tail guns.
Yeah. Maybe it'll scare them.
You take care of yourself out there.
Yeah, I will.
Hey, be careful.
Can you hear me? President Trump has left Vietnam. He faces danger abroad and also at home. So tonight, my friends, we are going back to Saigon, 1968. We will invoke and remember our infamous helicopter gunships, Tricky Dick Nixon, Schlitz beer that the troops drank in the field, the Ho Chi Minh Trail, the Tet Offensive, and the movie Apocalypse Now. And this past week, the U.S. Navy defied China by passing through the Taiwan Straits. This narrow strait is a major flashpoint between both nations. The U.S. Navy sent two ships to pass through the Taiwan Strait amid China's military presence in the contested region. The routine Monday maneuver was in accordance with international law and involved a guided missile destroyer and a cargo ship, according to a spokesperson for the U.S. Pacific Fleet. As the U.S. Navy will continue to fly, sail, and operate anywhere international law allows. China is an enemy of America. China has reiterated its one China policy and rhetoric that deems Taiwan to be a breakaway province. All this goes on while Russian TV lists American targets in the United States in case of a nuclear war. Targets include the Pentagon and Camp David. Russian TV has broadcasted U.S. military facilities that Russia would target with nuclear strikes. And they are also claiming that Russia is developing a new hypersonic missile that can hit targets in under 5 minutes. A map of America was put on Russian TV. Several American cities were identified that Moscow would want to hit in the event of a nuclear war. Russia published the list in response to reports that the Pentagon may consider the deployment of intermediate-range nuclear missiles in Europe amid the U.S. withdrawal from the 1987 Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. There's a lot going on in the world this week. And in other news, a Playboy model who uncovered evidence of an international elite pedophile ring has been found dead just weeks after publicly stating that she was fearing for her life and would never, ever commit suicide. Strange days indeed, my fellow Americans. It's apocalypse now. It's time to start the show.
This is Ken Beckrick, owner of Online Trading Academy Phoenix. One of my students recently told me that Online Trading Academy is the best-kept secret in the Valley. Well, let me tell you, if you're a business owner, the last thing you want is for your business to be a secret in the community it serves, even if it is the best one. So I'm offering a series of complimentary workshops to get the word out. The workshop will benefit beginners who want to generate monthly income trading the financial markets. Additionally, it'll benefit those who have no interest in trading but want to manage their long-term retirement accounts. And if you're an experienced trader who's struggling to generate consistent profits, this workshop's for you too. Admission is free for those who call 8448-INCOME right now. That's 844-846-2663. When you attend, you'll also receive five of our most popular home study courses absolutely free. Call 8448-INCOME now. Seating is limited. Call 844-846-2663 today.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
The Food and Drug Administration Safety Innovation Act makes it possible for you to receive information about your prescription drugs in multiple formats to educate you, the patient, on what you need to know before you take your medicine. This could make understanding your doctor's instructions much easier if you happen to be blind, have a learning disability, or other impairment. For more information, please talk to your pharmacist to find out what formats are available in your area.
And now, we return to the Von Weehunt Show, featuring Von Weehunt, the Barbarian.
Now, this is a Von Weehunt big show tonight and a massive production. The infamous episode 156 of the legendary show, which bears my name, the star date of 2/28/2019. And this is the President Trump Visits Vietnam show special tonight. Our proud sponsor, as always, the Arizona Gold Exchange. In our tough economy, get down there to sell your scrap gold. Buy gold and silver coins and guns, ammo, and accessories. 2535 East Bell Road, North Phoenix. Now, talking of scandals and White House innuendos and things of that nature in D.C., which stands for the District of Criminals, by the way, if Michael Cohen was testifying against Hillary Rotten Clinton, then he would have ended up dead 48 hours before his congressional testimony. Just know that to be true. Talk to Vince Foster about that one. We all know that there's many dead bodies in the wake of the Clinton Criminal Foundation, allegedly. And also, speaking of scandals, remember many years ago, the Oklahoma City bombing? Well, just know the building in Oklahoma City was blown up and destroyed just 4 days before Hillary Clinton was to be indicted in the Whitewater scandal. All the paperwork was in that Oklahoma City Federal Murrah building. Just saying. Folks, we're going back to Vietnam tonight, 1968.
Good morning, Vietnam. I'm Army Specialist Zach Johnson on AFVN. It's about 82 degrees in downtown Saigon right now, also very humid. And we have an important message for all GIs who are living off base from the mayor of Saigon.
Yeah!
He'd like you to hang your laundry up indoors instead of on the windowsills. The mayor wants you to keep Saigon beautiful. And now here's another blast from the past going out to Big Sam, who's all alone in the mantel room out there with the 1st Battalion, 35th Infantry, and dedicated by the fire team at Odd Cage to their groovy CO, Fred the Head. The Rolling Stones, Satisfaction.
Oh, work out, please!
Get right. America can't get no satisfaction. Now, we know that every Bolshevik-style movement over the last 3,000 years has used the same tactics. They gathered and united all of society's undesirables, outcasts, and rejects. They formed movements out of deviants and degenerates, much like the militant Democrat Party of today. These militant left-wing movements have no capacity whatsoever for any healthy cultural growth for a neighborhood, state, or nation. Now, in Greek and Roman mythology, the three brothers, Hades ruling Pluto, Poseidon ruling Neptune, and Zeus, rolled dice in a game of cosmic craps to see who got to rule the universe and Earth. They took over their father, Kronos' empire. They threw dice to choose how they would split the empire up. Zeus, the youngest, won and chose the sky. Poseidon chose the sea because it was somehow connected to the land and the sky. Hades, who was always unlucky, was stuck with the underworld. The earth was not given to anyone. It was left for grabs for the gods and goddesses to take care of as they saw fit. Later on, Zeus was a god with many wives. His first was named Hera. Hera was then jealous of Zeus' other wives, and she acted out because of her jealousy, affecting the lives of the other gods and goddesses as well as planet Earth. Now, there was a prelude to war in Vietnam. It sounds a lot like this. Sound familiar?
So when the United States votes $400 million to help that war, we're not voting for a giveaway program. We're voting for the cheapest way that we can prevent the occurrence of something that would be of the most terrible significance to the United States of America, our security.
If we withdrew from Vietnam, the communists would control Vietnam. Pretty soon, Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, Malaya would go.
If this little nation goes down the drain and can't maintain her independence, ask yourself what's going to happen to all the other little nations.
If the United States now were to throw in the towel and come home, and the communists took over South Vietnam, then all over Southeast Asia, all over the Pacific, in the Mideast, in Europe, in the world, the United States would suffer a blow. And peace, because we are the great peacekeeping nation in the world today because of our power, would suffer a blow from which it might not recover.
First a handful of advisors, then the Marines. Finally, an army of 500,000. That was the Vietnam War. It was an undeclared war, a war without front lines or clear objectives. A war against an elusive enemy. A war.
Now, the militant leftists like Democrat Marxist Hillary Rodham Clinton and Joe Biden call all of America and the right wing the dregs of society, quote-unquote. Yet, they are the ones who want to murder newborn babies just 1 second after their birth, but not us. So who are the real dregs here, Yes, we will be fishers of men and patriots alike. But we will also set brush fires in the minds and hearts of men and patriots. This brush fire will not be extinguished, as it will only grow exponentially. The spirit of 1776 was all about setting brush fires in the hearts and minds of men. I have asked the Roman gods what they want me to do, and they have told me to broadcast to the world, and to never falter or fail them. As a good soldier and Roman centurion, I will continue to fight in the trenches. Are you with me, mein Kameraden? I could care less if this show, quote unquote, makes it or not, as some have implored me to think about and suggest. They only care about this 1 hour per week, for I know it is divine and immortal. As the radio signals are beamed all across the nation, the world, and space itself. I am not looking for masses and masses of dumb sheeple in the 5 p.m. drive-by media time slot. No, I only want the most loyal, the most intense, and the most dedicated listeners from my weaponized army of the Radio Reich. Now, last week I invoked the Germanic gods Thor and Odin to rain down winter in Arizona and the rest of the nation, to rain down snow, ice, freezing rain, and a Bavarian winter. And why, you ask? Why not? To show the nation the power of the show. That is why. And the gods heard us. With 4 feet of snow in Flagstaff and 2 feet of snow in Prescott, much of northern Arizona blanketed by a winter wonderland. Extremely low temperatures last week in the valley as well. So, there you have it. We are the official broadcast of the Patriarchy in America. We welcome you to the Shark Tank. We shall be back on KFNX 1100 AM, the greatest show and the greatest station in history.
New York Times reports President Trump ordered his then chief of staff, John Kelly, the grandson-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner, top security clearance. This despite concerns from intelligence officials and the White House's top lawyer, Times reporter Maggie Haberman.
This has become more of an issue because of the timing, because the Democratic-controlled House already was planning on looking at clearances, but also because at the time this clearance was granted, Jared Kushner's lawyer went on television and said that, this was a standard process. This went through a normal route.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff said former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen was fully cooperative and answered all the panel's questions during today's behind-closed-door hearing.
I think we all feel it was a very productive interview today where he was able to shed light on a lot of issues that are very core to our investigation, and we were able to drill down in great detail.
On Wall Street, Dow fell 69 points. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Flooded Weather Center for tonight, it'll be clear, low 53. We'll kick off the month of March Friday with a mostly sunny day at a high of 78. Humidity mostly cloudy Friday night, low 57. There's a chance of an afternoon shower Saturday. Humidity partly sunny, a high of 77. Have a sunny Sunday with a high of 74. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Flooded Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 67 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
America in the morning. Mornings at 6 a.m. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. The home of America in the morning.
The Glendale Chamber of Commerce proudly presents the 68th Annual State of the City Address and Dinner on March 7, 2019 at 5:30 p.m. at the Renaissance Glendale Hotel and Spa in Glendale. Join Mayor Wires as he highlights Glendale's accomplishments from 2018 among more than 700 business and community leaders. Don't miss this time-honored tradition. March 7th at 5:30 p.m. at the Renaissance Glendale Hotel and Spa in Glendale. Register today by visiting glendaleacchamber.org.
Hi, this is Ken with Online Trading Academy Phoenix. Let's speak frankly. The stock market's near an all-time high. This is a hollow market driven higher only by the Federal Reserve and record margin debt, not the real economy. If you're serious about making money in the market, register for one of our half-day classes to learn how to create more income and protect and build wealth in just a few hours a day. Mention 1100 KFNX and get two free tickets, but seating is very limited, so call 8448-INCOME now.
Matchmaker Communications 101 presents The Young Reporters. When you're on The Young Reporters, be prepared to talk about things you never expected. Amazing young reporters with amazing guests. So join us in the classroom every Saturday, 6 a.m.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Never forget our great sponsor, the Arizona Gold Exchange. Genuine's fantastic crew will help you there at 2535 East Bell Road. Call them, 602-493-7777. For guns, gold, diamonds, pawn services, you name it. Now, tonight, for something again completely different, as this show is always fresh and cutting edge. We have no VIP guest scheduled that you've noticed. So I have two dedicated phone lines wide open tonight, extra. So we have had reports that several callers have been desperately trying to get on the show, like our famous cast of characters. So tonight is your night. If you've ever wanted to come on the show, you must be a new caller. We have two lines dedicated for you and two lines for our regular cast of characters. So call us, 602-277-5369, or our national toll-free line, 1-866-536-1100, if you're outside of Arizona. So we're really glad that you're here tonight. This is our Vietnam show special. My command bunkers advise me. We have Paul the Gladiator calling from his North Valley compound. Paul, are you there tonight?
Yeah, always here Thursday night.
Yes, sir. This is when people dedicate their schedule around the show and not vice versa. We have the most loyal audience and the smartest listeners. What are your thoughts tonight, sir?
Well, you know, we've got a president who has sitting down twice now with a maniac and been able to try to coax him to the normal table instead of the little kid's table.
Very true. But we don't know what really transpired over there. I mean, a lot of people are bashing Trump. I will not do that on my show. I'll let other talk show hosts do that. But I do get your drift. And we really don't know. There could have been clandestine things going on, or it could have been back room deals with China. He was in the vicinity. I don't think he went over there just to talk to Kim Jong, is my gut feeling. I think that was kind of a cover story, a ruse, not really a ruse, but a peace offering, knowing full well that it would not work out the way he wanted. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, you know, the timing after meeting with the China leaders here is appropriate for him to sit down with Kim Jong-un and say, look, I talked to China, and here's the deal. You either, you know, come to the big table or you're going to be left behind. And I think he's starting to realize that he's got to save face somehow as a dictator and still come to the table and save his country rather than, you know, go off into obscurity, which is where he's pretty much going. You know,
right.
Everybody else is moving on the chessboard except him. And I think he's come to the realization that that's the way this world is rolling right now.
It is. And one of the worst travesties in the world is the haircut of North Communist leader Kim Jong-un, which is now taken form and shape in Vietnam. It's one of the most popular hairstyles in Asia. So we're going to see millions of these guys with this fat Kim Jong-un haircut coming at us, man.
Yeah.
When they paratroop in, just look for those haircuts. Fire away.
Yeah. Well, they'll realize it's a bad haircut because they'll stop attracting women and then they'll change their haircut back.
You know? Right. They will create their own internal genocide. They're
That's
so
right.
hideous to look at. I mean, it was like Trump talking to Chef Boyardee in Vietnam. The guy was just sitting there like some big fat lug, and there's Trump, the adult, talking to like a little kid with a little Asian haircut, big fat porky kid, you know? And that was just a crazy visual, and I'm not buying the official story. I'm very skeptical, as you know, very suspicious of many things, but in a good way, because I do believe that Trump did not fly to Vietnam, which is what the leftist media wants you to think, for a failed mission. Don't
right.
buy that story for a, again, we're dealing with the Bolshevik mainstream media. That's going to be their narrative. Trump flew over there, no peace deal. You heard it from other talk show hosts. Don't buy it. They're buying into the CNN narrative. We don't know what really transpired.
Right. Yeah, that and then, you know, the lawyer Cohen going in front of Congress and then going behind the door today, apparently to dish the dish, not on TV like he did yesterday. But it was, you know, pretty funny that I found this Democratic congressman's first oversight committee hearing to be of a convicted felon that they're now willing to believe after he's been convicted by their savior in the independent council, the Republican turned Democrat. So, yeah, it's a whole power play going on, and I think Trump is navigating it pretty well. I think, you know, getting the wall funding out of all the other departments, give me your extra money, I'm going to do the wall anyways. And then I saw an interesting story about how in Yuma, Arizona, in our back door, mm-hmm. in the corner of the state, every day, average between 100 and 200 people that cross the border and give themselves
yes.
up. But we just had a spike over 300 people yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It's still going on. And, in fact, they're doing these bus drops all over Arizona, Phoenix. And they're bringing in buses. I've seen the videos because the Border Patrol says we don't have a place to put these people. Well,
right.
hell, man. Ship them back.
That's
Get
right.
a spine out there. Get your balls. Tell them to
yeah.
go take that damn bus and drive it back to where it came from. Back to Mexico, back to Honduras. Do it at gunpoint if you have to. That's what I would do, barbarian style. Why let them inside our country? That pisses me off. And getting back to Michael Cohen, he's a lying rat. The guy's a felon. And let's ship Michael Cohen over to Mexico along with the illegals. Get rid of him, too.
Right. And, you know, Brett the Surfer told me once he saw the buses dropping the illegals off, and our government,
yes,
on the Democratic side, were handing them Visa cards full of cash to go find a place to hide.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And I've heard reports for years that they were dropping them in Tempe and downtown Phoenix. You're right, giving them Visa cards. It'd scatter like fire ants. Like roaches.
Fire ants. You got it, man. Yeah, all over our neighborhoods. And then they wonder why the nationalist Americans, the right side of center, is getting pissed off at this. And, you know, I don't think they'll wonder anymore when the 2020 election comes and we reelect Trump to finish the entirety of our border, whether it's the wall, whether it's our technology, the drones, get more border patrolmen down there. They've only hired here in Arizona 30 border patrolmen since Trump's election. Mm-hmm. They're having a problem getting people to go be border patrol. I say take the money we send to Honduras and pay the border patrol people another 50%. I'll take the job. I'll move down to Bisbee.
We'll take those jobs, Paul.
Yeah, we'll take
you
them.
Bet.
I'll make sure nobody crosses.
Make damn sure.
My front lawn.
If I had the power, this country would be under lockdown. You can travel freely. You're a citizen. Don't you dare come in my border. We will gun you down if we have to. We don't want that. But we do it if we have to, because our borders must be secure. Paul, thank you so much. Appreciate you, sir. Just know, folks, that both parties are not about you or for you. They are only in it for themselves. Never forget that.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
We did it, so can you.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Did you know 14 million people in the U.S. have heart disease? It's responsible for more deaths than cancer in the U.S. This month, Healthy Cells Magazine features a fun analogy to help you keep your motor running, offering tips to maintain a healthy heart and other heart-related articles, along with some heartwarming stories, too. A free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine can be found in medical offices, pharmacy counters, car dealerships, and community centers. For more information or advertising, contact Monica at 480-204-3090 or email monica@healthycellsmagazine.com.
Hello, this is Gary Sinise. Tune in to American Warrior with my pal Ben Bueller Garcia to hear stories of our men and women in the military and those who support them.
Thanks, Gary. 99% of our nation never served in the military. You may not know one of them, but we all owe them. Join us Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX to hear the personal stories of our men and women in the military, first responders, and those who support them. Over 160 other stories on demand at AmericanWarriorRadio.com.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
There's some things to learn from the discussion, which is to constantly be trying to improve or grow what it is you do in your portfolio and not just continue to replicate what it is you figured out how to do. I decided that what I needed to do was just continue trying to buy more and more partnerships.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com. MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com.
Would you like to come on my radio show and talk about what you do?
I'm Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona. I created a show where you can get yourself heard by thousands of listeners. You also get a podcast of the show so you can put it on your website. Heard Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. It's a drive time, prime time show. Call me and book your spot at 602-228-4629. Get the word out about what you do. Visit my website, networkingarizona.net.
And now, we return to the Von Weehunt Show, featuring Von Weehunt, the Barbarian.
Now, I have said for some time now that Trump's wall should have been built back 50 years ago. Both mainstream political parties in America, the Democrats and the Republicrats, have one degree of separation between them. And this is why I am a proud nationalist. Because only the America First nationalists are truly, deeply for a wall to block out millions and millions of mongrel illegal aliens. In the third world, there may be good people in that bunch, but America and Arizona and the Southwest, we cannot and will not absorb the whole world. And moving on to the Democrat candidates, socialist communist Bernie Sanders, on the street known as BS for short, talks a big game about the poor huddled masses, quote unquote, but he owns three houses. And owns 10 cars. Bernie sounds more like a hypocrite to me. Sanders was so lazy back in the 1960s during the Vietnam era. Fact, he did not want to work. And even he was kicked out of his hippie, uber-liberal commune. Bernie Sanders was put on the street, shoeless, kicked out from his hippie commune. Put that in your peace pipe and smoke it. Sanders also spent $342,000 on private jet travel in the last 2 years. Breadline commie Bernie loves talking a good game on wealth and pay inequality while spending time at his three houses, traveling around the nation and world on big fat cat private jets. Limousines. So there you have it from Bernie. And I'll save you guys the trouble and summarize the Oscars so you don't have to watch it anymore. Here's the bottom line from Hollywood. Trump bad, despite booming economy overall and lowest black and Hispanic unemployment ever. Walls are immoral. But on my show, we love immoral walls. Hollywood says that outside rich Hollywood, moguls or Democrat congressmen or ex-Marxist President Obama, only then are walls good. Socialism, good by Hollywood standards. So pay no attention, Mr. and Mrs. America, to the chaos, anarchy, and mayhem happening in Venezuela. Because let's give it a try right here at home in America. Spike Lee's Oscar speech trashed Trump. And Trump's supporters is hateful and immoral as he lashes out against America. And Hollywood lectured America from the stage, but nobody was really listening because we have better things to do. And now the news from ancient Rome.
Men are not eligible. Any repetition of recent disorders will be punished with severity. In session today, no assemblies in the vicinity, no gaming, no prostitution. May all the gods bless our sacrosanct father, Gaius Julius Caesar. At the fourth hour, a funeral service will be held for Gaius Julius Caesar under terms of truce and in the spirit of unity and forgiveness. Eulogies will be delivered by Praetor Marcus Junius Brutus. and consul Mark Antony. No prostitutes, actors, or unclean tradesmen may attend. By grace of Jupiter, Gaius Octavian Caesar, lawful son of Gaius Julius Caesar, makes this his pledge, that he personally will fulfill the terms of his beloved father's bequest to the people. In the fields of Mars, next 9 days, all eligible citizens and soldiers will receive 300 sesterces from the hands of Octavian Caesar himself. Let it be known that Caesar's son...
Yes, the news from ancient Rome. Very interesting. Mirrors today. But this show will not just parrot what the others in talk radio talk about. You have heard all the talking points before. You have heard all the other points of view. On my show, you will hear some other news of the day. Some new perspective, different angles that I'm sure you will enjoy. Vietnam was a terrible war. My father fought in Vietnam. My father called in the airstrikes on the communists who were attacking our troops. He was very, very accurate. He had a bounty on his head by the North Vietnamese communists. He was in Saigon during the war. He briefed generals, called in the airstrikes, was in the jungles, fighting against the communist menace. He had many stories to tell me, but no one can deny that the devil was not very active all over the world in the 20th century. And it goes like this.
Let me give you a little inside information about God. God likes to watch. He's a prankster. Think about it. He gives man instincts. He gives you this extraordinary gift, and then what does he do? I swear, for his own amusement, his own private cosmic gag reel, he sets the rules in opposition. It's the goof of all time. Look, but don't touch. Touch, but don't taste. Taste, don't swallow. And while you're jumping from one foot to the next, what is he doing? He's laughing his sick butt off. He's a tight ass. He's a sadist. He's an absentee landlord. Worship that. Never.
Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven, is that it?
Why not? I'm here on the ground with my nose in it since the whole thing began. I've nurtured every sensation man has been inspired to have. I cared about what he wanted, and I never judged him. Why? Because I never rejected him in spite of all his imperfections. I'm a fan of man! I'm a humanist. Maybe the last humanist. Who in their right mind, Kevin, could possibly deny the 20th century was entirely mine? All of it, Kevin! All of it. Mine. I'm peeking, Kevin. It's my time now.
That's right. Folks, this is a very dangerous world. No matter what happens in this life, we will stick together. And in battle, we will always lock our shields as one, Roman warrior style. We are constantly lectured to by the militant left and bought and paid for TV talking heads. And God forbid, we don't want to offend anyone now, do we? Leftists least of all. We are told to be nice to all leftists as they mow us all over. We don't really know why we need to be nice to Democrat leftists 24/7. That's what we are constantly told and lectured to. That is what we are told to do. Our churches preach this to us in their ecumenical peace and love sermons. But while we turn the other cheek, just so the militant left can punch the other side of America's face, they tell us to be nicer to Democrat Marxists as they kill more babies after birth. They insist we must be nice to them, as they then sell the baby body parts to the highest bidder. That's a fact. We were told to be nice. The Democrat leftists, as they fled your little children's brains. ABC, DEF, LGBTQ, XYZ. Be nice to the demon trainee at the public library for drag queen story hour for little Johnny or Mary. And don't you dare raise your voice. Be nice when ABC, DEF, mentally insane people slap you, or if you use the wrong pronoun. I'm an old soul and a Roman centurion from eons ago. We will reclaim our fate and destiny. The patron saint of the Von Wien Show is Saint Michael, his mighty sword. May he look over all of us and give us angelic veil of protection. Keep the faith, my friends. God bless you all, and good night. Strength and honor.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're invited to the 21st annual Hike for the Homeless on March 2nd, 2019 from 8 a.m. to noon at McDowell Mountain Regional Park. Every year, thousands of individuals face homelessness and poverty in Maricopa County alone. But you can help. Registration fee includes food, rock wall climbing, team trophies, and more. Proceeds benefit St. Joseph the Worker. So gather your friends and colleagues, put on your hiking boots, and join us for a desert adventure that transforms lives through employment. Register or learn more at www.sjwjobs.org.
You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of the Dana Show. It's 10 o'clock.
Leaving Kim, demanding the clearance. I'm Elliot Francis. President Trump taking some heat over a conversation he had with North Korea's Kim Jong-un during this week's summit. Bob Costantini reports.
The president facing steep criticism for his Thursday post-summit news conference when asked if he had discussed other warm beers, imprisonment, and death with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
He tells me...